The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. You know, the federal government banned flavored vapes years ago, but there's a loophole in the law that has allowed disposable flavored vapes to stay on the shelves. Now, here's what's concerning. The FDA is now cracking down on a Chinese-made product that's being shipped to the U.S. where kids and teens are getting hooked on these vapes. Joining us right now to talk more about this former director of National Drug Control Policy in the Trump administration, Jim Carroll. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on, Paul, to talk about this really serious issue.
You know, it is. I'm not sure that people realize how serious this is. The FDA has now added several foreign manufacturers to its red list. Is this enough of a crackdown? What else needs to be done?
Well, you know, it's a great first step. These illegally produced, made in China, flavored disposable vape pens are coming over in record numbers. They're illegal in the U.S. There was a perceived loophole. The Chinese drug traffickers, Chinese vaping traffickers took advantage of this perceived loophole with the announcement. The federal government has announced that it is illegal in that format as flavored disposable pens, and they intend to take action. But, Paul, we need to see real action. Quite frankly, our children's lives are at stake.
Where are kids getting these, by the way? Are these available in stores? Are they buying them over the counter?
Sadly, they are available in stores. They're also available online. There's thousands of websites where you can Google and have them shipped directly to your house. Obviously, there's no age check when they're delivered to your house. And the flavors are clearly marketed to children with Tutti Frutti, candy cane, watermelon, you know, peach flavors. The graphics on these packages, you know, are all sorts of animations, clearly marketed to our kids. They're coming from a region of China. By and large, almost all of these illegal disposable Chinese flavored vaping pens are coming from this one particular area called Vapor Valley. And what's really concerning to me is there are reports popping up now across the country of these flavored disposable pens containing fentanyl, the lethal drug that we know is killing over 110,000 Americans every year. Someone is dying of fentanyl every 5 minutes. The traffickers have a new delivery method, it appears, for fentanyl, and a new way of marketing them for our kids. You know, we've heard the concerns last year, as you might recall, you know, about the rainbow-colored pills. Now we're seeing Tutti Frutti, you know, illegal disposable flavored vaping pens from China, some of which, including, you know, a DEA report talking about fentanyl in it. These need to be ripped off the store shelves right now. The federal government needs to do more than just make the announcement. It's trust but verify. So we trust they will take action. We want to see it. I want to make sure that as a parent, these are not on store shelves, that they cannot come into the country and come across our borders and really go after our children. Either, you know, the best case scenario is making them addicted to nicotine, the opposite of what the device was intended to do. You know, we can also move up the scale of concern is these illegal disposable flavored vaping pens from China have contaminants in it. You know, no shock, Paul, right? There's no quality control in China
right,
and being sent here. And then finally, the concern about it being lethal.
Well, yeah, and that's a big concern, too. I mean, when we think about fentanyl, we think about, you know, drugs being laced with fentanyl, something that's obtained illegally. And so I think there's a lot of parents that think they know their kids pretty well. A lot of kids say, hey, I'd never do drugs. But they look at these vape pens and they say, well, you know, this isn't drugs. This is just something fairly safe that me and my friends do. And it turns out that they're actually inhaling fentanyl.
Oh, it's absolutely going down that path. And when, you know, there's all sorts of animated, you know, graphics on the outside, you know, and it's watermelon fun candy flavored, you know, some of these names, it's clearly marketed to our children. It's clearly coming in illegally. It's illegal in China. It's illegal here. We need to enforce the laws on the books, rip it off the shelves, get these stores to no longer sell it. and use our wonderful men and women of law enforcement, of customs and border protection. You know them, right? You have a great port of entry right there at the bridge. They're wonderful men and women. They need the authority and the ability. Thankfully, I think they now have it with this FDA announcement, making this a priority and not letting this come into our country.
Well, yeah. How is this being marketed, by the way? I mean, this isn't a drug pusher out on the corner. This is, I guess, being marketed online. Is that right?
Yeah, it's being marketed online. And it's also, if you go in, you know, to a store that sells these illegal flavored disposable vaping pens, all you have to do is, you know, sort of look, you know, at it, and you can see it's clearly being marketed at kids. And, you know, these stores need to get rid of it today, and, you know, make sure that we are truly protecting our children's lives. Fentanyl overdoses generally is the number one cause of death between 18 and 45-year-olds. It's the fastest rising cause of death for teenagers. We shouldn't allow these Chinese traffickers to find another delivery mechanism. We shouldn't find a way that our children are even at greater risk. And really, as you said, unknowingly, because it seems like it's candy.
What should parents be watching for? You know, summer vacation is starting. The kids are going to be left alone a lot more often. What should concerns parents be doing?
Yeah, parents should do what I've done, which is go to a website started by the Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, and they have set up a website. It's CASE for Consumer Action for a Strong Economy. So CASE for consumers.org. They can read more about it. They can see examples of some of these illegal flavored pens that are coming in. This is really concerning, and parents wouldn't even necessarily realize the danger if they found this, you know, in the kids' beach gear. They would think it's just another, you know, candy or something that is harmless. The reality is, it is potentially lethal right on the spot. And parents need to educate themselves, have an honest conversation with kids about the dangers that are out there, and really take action to make sure that the federal government partners with our state and local law enforcement, stop these things from coming into the country, get them off the store shelves, and save lives.
Jim, thanks for shedding some light on this. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for bringing attention to it. Have a great summer.
All right. Hey, you too. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That is Jim Carroll. He was Director of National Drug Control Policy in the Trump administration. That is scary stuff. The e-cigarettes, now finding out that they're marketed directly at kids with fruit and candy flavors, and maybe laced with lethal drugs.